I'm Bill Ostro. I went to the College of William & Mary, and I majored in history and English, and I was a journalist there. At that time, when I graduated in 1968, you knew that if you were an able-bodied man, you were going to be drafted. When I left college, I kept thinking that I would get the draft notice. Nothing happened, so I went to work at the Jewish Community Center as a teen worker. But I kept thinking I really couldn't start my life because I didn't know what I would be doing. So I worked there, and in January, a good friend of mine called me up and he said, I'm going to be going into the Army. Let's go down and join together. So I did the next day. I figured, what the heck? I went to Vietnam. I was there for about a month, and the Army found out that I was a journalist in college, and they said, do you want to work for the Stars and Stripes? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. So I worked as a Stars and Stripes correspondent for the year I was there, and that's my basic story. There's two movies you should see if you want to understand Vietnam. One is Platoon, and the other one is Full Metal Jacket. And if you see Full Metal Jacket, that's what I did. I was a journalist there. I did basically what Matthew Modine did. I was probably anti-war when I was in college. At that time, writers that I read, everybody honed their skills by going to war, like Hemingway. You had to go to war to be a journalist. So I figured this was the only war we had, so I might as well go and do it. So I did. You could either go to Canada and then forego your citizenship, fake some kind of illness, which they was very hard to do, or enlist. And you had to figure that I wanted to be an American. I liked being an American. I figured I'd go through it and I would make the best out of it. And I sort of wanted to see what war was like. So I accomplished. Thank God I survived and I didn't lose any limbs. I'm not nuts. So other than that, yeah, I think it was a very good experience. It was a very, very beautiful country. I remember the mountains would come right down into the shore, and then the ocean would start right away. There was like 3 yards of beach, and it would come right down. And at night, the mountains got purple. It was just a beautiful, beautiful country. The beaches, when they didn't have barbed wire on them, were very, very beautiful. The mountains were beautiful. They had like islands. I remember right off the coast, it would just come right up out of the sea and they'd be green on the top. It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous country. I never forget that. I'd love to go back and, see it again. At night, you have to go out and guard the perimeter of the base that you're on. It's pretty scary because you're pretty much alone. You're out in front of everybody and you have to be very quiet. And you can do some pretty deep thinking when you're there, but you have to keep alert and make sure that no one's going to attack you. I remember the nights were beautiful there. It was very clear. And you don't know what it's like because you get so much haze and pollution. But there, you could see the Milky Way. It was just gorgeous over there. And get a feeling of how small you are and, where you are and if you're ever going to see your home again. And you just feel very, very lost. And I wrote about that. And I'll never forget that we used to shoot up flares to illuminate the night to make sure we could see anybody, and they would be shot up by us, a short gun, and they would zoom up into the air, and then they would fall back to earth on a little parachute, and they would leave a smoke trail from where they went down. And this one that night left a big question mark. It went up and came down like this, just like a big question mark. And I said, that is so apropos to my feelings that I wrote all about that. So that was my one thought. I hadn't thought about that for 4 years. I was in the northern part of South Vietnam near the demilitarized zone, and there was a wonderful beach there called China Beach. They even had a TV series about it. We got to go there, once in a while, and you felt, you were safe more or less. No one was shooting at you. You could just take a day off and relax and drink beer. So, but, if you weren't on guard duty at night and you were done for the day, you could relax and you could do basically whatever you wanted to do within reason. This is going to sound sort of weird, but I had a pretty decent time there. We played cards, played poker, and I made very, very good friends. The one thing interesting was that there were a lot of college grads in the Army then because everybody was being drafted, and it was not at all hard to find people who were working on their PhD, or you could discuss Schopenhauer, you could talk about books. There were many, many interesting people. And there were people there that didn't know how to use a toothbrush. They thought a toothbrush was for cleaning your shoes. You met a large part of America that I probably never would have met had I not been in the Army. So I was very happy about that. I think that having a draft or having a universal service is very good for this country. I think everybody, when they graduate high school, should serve the country for 2 or 3 years. I don't care if you want to go in the Army, you want to go in the Peace Corps. Do something for your country. Don't get out of it and let other people do things for it. I really feel that even though Vietnam was a mistake and a huge waste of lives and resources, that a lot of people gain something by serving their country. I really think that you young people will miss out on something by not being selfless and giving up whatever privilege you have, and you're going to lose something.